Okay, so basically, this is kind of the spreadsheet you use, right? And I made a copy because, like, there were some things, the original file, like, there are some differences with the original file because some of it I just found it a bit hard to work with my code. So that's firstly a limitation, and just because I found it a bit easier to work with the original file, there are some like small adjustments. Like for example, like here you have both Tuesday and T to signify Tuesday, and then for me, I just unified them all to like one letter just so it's easier.
Pretty smart.
And so there are some like small changes I made to the file, but anyways, if I run my program, give it a second.
Are you recording now?
I'm audio recording it, so it's all right. So the file I just showed you, all you have to all if you were to use this program, you would basically just export this into a CSV, like download this into CSV. And then save it into the folder, the root folder which this file is in, which is gonna be just, I mean, yeah, in an ideal world, it would just be like, there's a folder here. And then right now, this is the CSV file that you would have exported. You can see here that it's the same kind of table. So, yeah. And so when you do the import button for this program, you basically bring all the data from the file to this display table. And you can see it has all the information corresponding to it. And the thing is with the spreadsheet, it doesn't indicate the grade for the two T's and the gender, so those are empty. Same with time. I could, like, this was one thing that I did face a trouble with. I just couldn't make it work, so then I could display the time. So that's obviously one thing I know that could be improved. And here you just the I like it shows all the availability based on whether they're paired or not. So for example, like Jin Wang and Danny Hansberry are both not available because you see that they're paired here. So I basically do the kind of the same logic for everything. And these are the two T's that are still not paired. So yeah, they're currently available. And so that's how you first get data. You can just import it from there. But another way you can do it is you just manually input the students. So, for example, I can just put like Josh, random ID, the tutor, and interested in teaching English, Tuesday, 13, 14, and just put this into it. Then you go to display table and update. Then you see Josh here with all the data. And you could do this for anyone, and the special note box exists so that you know if you know I were only available in second semester, you can indicate that there, and
Oh, bring the notes.
yeah, just notes that you think would help you make decisions in the future, so just good stuff to add, and you know this thing can be done for two T's, but just basically the same way, and you can also basically change anyone here. The data of anyone here. So for example, if you finally got the available time for like Nicholas Garrigan, you can search him up. Search and then everything pops up. And then you can input the new kind of data. So now you find out that he's available Wednesday 10:30 to 11. Then you put here and now yeah. And he is only available second semester. Submit, and the display table, you update, you see the change here. Now, when I do this, French goes to the end, but you won't use this table because eventually you'll be using this part mostly, but this is just to show that the program works. So, you know, you see all the information. And you know, the same can be done for, you know, Josh, who was entered here, just go to the tutor tab and then search him up, and you get all the information. So it just works that way. And the final part of the program. So originally, I intended so that I could do both like mass pairing, and I would just give you pairing suggestions, the best in order. But I found the algorithm a bit too complicated for me to make. So again, this is a part where I kind of leveled it a bit, made it easier for me.
Uh-huh.
But basically what this does now is, so if you search up like a, like now you have to pair Nicholas Garrigan, right? Because he's available.
Uh-huh.
And then you'll just search his name up. Search. Then you see that he was interested in studying French. So you see two people who's available and teaches French. So basically I made it so that it filters down students with the same subject and are available.
And so what I'm seeing there is available times for Nicole and Ben are not set yet?
Yeah.
What is that?
So because we imported from the spreadsheet, like there's no data on the available time for both Nicole Villars and Ben Homan. But if you were to pair them up and then you needed to know when they were available, you could just find, where is it? So it's Nicole Villars. Yeah, so you can go to change data tab and you can search up Nicole Villar. I think that's how you spell it. How do you spell it? Nicole
Villars. I think it's an S at the end. V-I-L-L-A-R-S, yeah.
So it's a tutor. So Nicole Villars. You search him up and you get all the data, right? And you can set it up and then you won't get nested set yet anymore.
So you haven't set those yet, so
yeah, because when I imported from the spreadsheet, it's by days, right? And I just like I don't think I was able to really figure it out, like how to import it so that it just has the date without the times. So that's a limitation that I understand. But regardless, you know, if you do that, you can basically update it and then you can see Nicole Villar now has available time. You go here. I mean, if you do refresh, it's gonna it pops up here. So, yeah, and so basically now, so what this does is that it just gives you options where they have the same subject, and and you can just decide whether this person would be best for the tutor role, based on everything you see, and basically you can also pair them up. So. You can pair Nicholas Garrigan with Nicole Villars. So you would just put her name. And your display table. And you see that Nicole Villars is currently available. And so is Nicholas Garrigan. But after you update, they're no longer available. So they're not going to pop up the next time you search them up.
I see.
Yeah. And basically, this can work for any subject. So this is like Jaehee Jung, she's interested in math. Try this again. She's already paired, so there's no point, but you can see everyone with the math subject. And again, the available time and special notes and gender grade would help you determine better and just finish it up by pairing them up with someone else. And that's basically the end of the program. So,
nice.
Yeah. You just have to feedback on, you know, things that could be improved. And for example, just in terms of usability, like is everything kind of intuitive, like how each tab works? And I guess also like if there are things you would want it to see be added and to make it more useful. And yeah, so that's basically some things you just need to comment on.
Okay. So, well, actually, yeah, what I was going to ask you, and I guess it's similar to commenting on it, is like what's the biggest benefit of this for me as you see it from what I had before? Because obviously you worked pretty hard to make this less work for me. So where's the biggest strength in it as you see it?
Yeah, personally, I would have to say that there isn't a significant benefit because I did really lower down the level for this. So to be very honest, I don't think there's a significant improvement in terms of improving from the original system. However, the thing is, I can see it being beneficial, like more beneficial. In one way is that like all the data here, you can input. There's more data you can input here, and so it's just going to be like, for example, with the original spreadsheet, there's just like you do have the tutors and tutees, but some of them you might not have more specific information that you can add. But this does it in a kind of an organized way, so you can just add special notes. You can also have more specific times. So if in an ideal world, if those data were set in, then when you pair them up, you'll be able to see like what this does is that it just filters it out. So it's just visually cleaner, I think. When you search it up, you get all the options, and all you have to do is just kind of compare with your own judgment who you would be best. But yeah, honestly, there isn't a huge benefit to using this program, and I do think that's one way. There are ways that it could be improved, and yeah.
Uh-huh.
But that's basically what.
Well, I like the way that you got the pairing set up over there, and then they're checked if they're available, and that stands out pretty well and helps to keep track of who's, you know, gainfully employed and who's getting a tutor and who doesn't. And
mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And the ability to pair them, that looks like a pretty a strength of the program. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, the only thing is it's kind of tough. I mean, as you know, there's kind of the challenge for me sometimes when they're getting tutors set up with kids is to get the right, you know, chemistry
mm-hmm.
of the two people, so that you know you have, and it's tough to do that with a computer program. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the few things I kind of added just to kind of consider those kind of factors. I mean, just like considering just the club, like how the club works as general. A few things is which I like small attention to detail to an extent is that, like first of all, the notes part is so that, you know, maybe if there's something that you think would be kind of helpful when making the judgment, and you might be able to, you know, include more information here, and it's just visually easier to see. And kind of another thing is that like the pairing works so that it's oriented to the tutee, and the tutor pops up, if that makes sense. Because, you know, the outsiders would kind of think that why isn't there like another tutor? Like you search for a tutor and then pair them up with a tutee, but because the club kind of works as kind of tutee oriented, I just kind of made it this way too. So yeah, those are some, yeah, small things, but yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense.
All right. Did you, what'd you learn from this exercise?
Oh, well, I think it's quite a lot. I think one of the biggest thing I learned is how to test, because this is kind of like the biggest coding project I've done, and there were so many errors and I didn't know how to test before, because I've always done smaller programs where you can just kind of do it then test it. But for this one, especially because, you know, Mr. Weirworth wasn't available all the time with his virtual school thing, you know, I kind of had to just write it up and then test it through. And then just because the program was enormous, like it's just like a few thousand, like it's just like so hard to test.
1,000 lines, man.
Yeah, like I mean there are some parts that are pre-made, but there's also like for example, this is just for changing the tutee, because there's so many buttons to take care of. And definitely one of the hardest thing was that like there were just these errors that you didn't know how to trace. And then I think as time passed, I got a bit better with solving those errors. But yeah, that's mm-hmm. I learned a lot in terms of testing and how to just code.
That's great.
Then. Yep.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good that you learned so much.
Yeah, it's a good experience.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, congratulations. This is probably one of the final things you're wrapping up, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It's like our computer science day, like we started it a bit like slower than other people, like slower than other classes. So most of our kids are still finishing it up. But I mean, yeah, it's the final thing. It feels good. Yeah. I mean, I wish I could have made it a bit harder, like this pairing program. Like originally I was going to make it as a ranking algorithm, and I sorted out, like I kind of figured out how to do it, but I just found so many errors that I couldn't understand. So I was like, I kind of had to ditch it. Because originally I was thinking of, so that it would like loop through there would be three steps. Like you'd loop through, then find people who are available, then you'd loop through again, and then fight for the people with the same subject, then again with similar subjects, then again with same time, look for same time, then again with like similar time,
like, so for example, if it's like, if I'm available 10:30 to 11 and this person is available from 10 to 11, it would still match me up. So I was going to add some like ranking algorithm that would rank it so that it's from best to worst, but it was hard. So
that'd be pretty tough. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah.
Okay, man. Well, is that good for you for the IA?
Sure.
The audio part?
Yeah. I think it's good. I mean, how do you feel about just the visuals, just like the interactive?
Yeah, it's a platform. Nice presentation. I like the way it's set up.
Okay.
Looks like it's pretty easy to work with.
Mm. Thank you. Yeah, then I think it should, I think it's pretty good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, buddy. Well, okay, and what do you do in the evening? You get online with your friends or?
Well, I still have some things stuff to finish for this IA, and this is kind of the last thing I have to do, so that's basically what I'm going to be doing. Cause,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you need anything, you know, mm-hmm. feel free to let me know. I don't know, anything I can help you with, but how's life at the Gerald's there?
Oh, it's amazing. They're just so great. Like, I don't really miss my family. So I'm feeling really comfortable.
I won't tell him you said that.
I told him that already. Yeah.
Well, good.
So it's
I'm
good.
I'm sure that I will tell Ann Gerald that how much you appreciate it.
Yeah.
I know that she likes having you there. So.
Yeah, it feels good. Yeah. It's like right. I have my own space and I also have a family out there. So it's nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah.
Do they have a swimming pool where you're at?
Around there, but I don't really go out to the swimming pool. Yeah, but,
probably,
yeah.
I don't even know if they want people to now, I guess.
Yeah. I used to kind of grow up, but then like now I'm kind of scared, especially because, you know, Sajid, he said his dad is kind of, if he gets the coronavirus, it's going to be quite bad. So I'm just trying to avoid just contacting my friends. And
yeah.
Kind of
yeah,
sucks.
Yeah. All right, my friend, you take care, huh? And like mm-hmm. I say, if you need anything, let me know. And
sure.
Hang in there, buddy.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mr. Callahan. I hope you have
a good time. Okay, Brian. Okay, take care.
Yeah, see you.
Bye-bye.